Begin the Karan Dab Mesech the Shabbos Dav Kov Gimel. Begin on the base. Begin the Tzeis the Masel that begins the words of the Gemara. Begal Turei Baal Machayev. Tzeis comes to explain what exactly is this case, where the Gemara said, "What's the difference between Tanna Kama and Reb Shimon?" These both seem to be saying the same thing. So the Gemara says, for example, when you write an Aleph Aleph from the word Azreka, according to Tanna Kama, you're not going to be Chayev because there's no word like this. According to Reb Shimon, you're going to write because you write amulets like this. Tzeis explains Pirush. What it means this is Aleph Av Shekaisim Bekameh. This is like you write these types of letters in the amulet. Chaim Pirush Rach. So Rabbi Nachman says like this. Tzeis says V'yesh Mefarshim. Those who want to say that Aleph Aleph, where is it that you write it, which according to Shimon you'd be chayev and not according to the Tanna Kama? Hainu Amen Amen. It stands Aleph Aleph stands for Amen Amen Amen, that whatever is written in this amulet should become true. Shekaisim Bekameh. So it says, well, that's that cannot be correct. Because Haim Natrikin, then that would be an acronym. If you hold like those who hold Yechayv with Natrikin, it's even with one letter. Rabban the Patrim B'Masin, Rabban who say you're exempt with Natrikin, that's Patrim B'Beis V'Gimel, it's even with two or three letters. So obviously here, when we're saying with two letters that you're going to be Chayv, obviously it's not Natrikin, rather it's like Rabban Chananel brings, that it's regarding those which are written in the amulet, and that's the Machlekes between Reb Shimon and the Tanna Kama. In Tzeis the Masel begins the words of Gemara, Aleph Aleph Dazrekik. But now the difference between them is writing the Aleph Aleph and the word Azreka. We intended to write Azreka and you only wrote Aleph Aleph. Tzeis comes to explain that this is actually meant for the Chiddush of Reb Shimon's opinion. And that is like we explained, what's Machlekes Reb Shimon Tanna Kama? You intended to write Azreka and you wrote only the Aleph Aleph. So what's bothering Tzeis is that the Gemara's question was Reb Shimon Tanna Kama, where both of them say that if you write two letters from a larger word, then you're going to be chayiv. Now, it sounds like that what the question is, why did the Gemara bring the Aleph Aleph Azreka, where that Aleph Aleph doesn't really have an understanding. It's only written in the command. Sounds like that if it would be Aleph Aleph would be something that would make sense, you'd be chayiv in the Koran Tanna Kama. That's bothering Tesh, because that's true. Koran Tanna Kama, you putter until you write two different letters that have an understanding. So the Gemara actually should have brought a case of two different letters, two different characters that are also written only in amulets, where according to the Kama, you wouldn't be chayv until you have that it makes sense when you write two different letters, because if it's the same letters, Tanna Kama holds you potter even if it has an understanding. So that's what Tanna Kama is saying. He says, you're right. This time it says, Aleph Aleph Azreka, that according to Tanna Kama, you're going to be potter, is Lav Davka. That's not necessarily. That's not really precise. But Tanna Kama potter, Aleph 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 even if it's two letters from the same character, meaning even if it does make sense, even if it is a word, Ashikh of Shem Mishimon, until you write two different letters, meaning two different characters. Because the Tanna Kama requires two things. It has to be two different types of letters, and that it should make sense, like the word shame. It has a shin and a mem, and also it's a word in its own right. So that's what Tzeis says. Elmishem Reb Shimon Nakti. This is only said Reb Shimon. Da'afila b'hamachayv. The chiddush is on the other way. That he holds that even if it's same letter, meaning same character, and it doesn't even make sense, but at least you read an amulet. But even that, you can mechayv. But you read according to the kama. It's not for him. It's really for Reb Shimon. Tzeis says the master begins the words of Gemara. Ma'abed kolshu. If someone does tanning even a small amount, he's gonna mechayv. Reb Shimon says you have to do the whole thing. Tzeis actually explains that lav dafka kosher. It's not really precise when it says a minute amount. It's explained in the Antesim and Alv what the actual measurement is. Rather, but like look at kosher, the reason why I say a minute amount was Ella Fukin Reb Shimon. It's coming to exclude from him. He says you have to tan the whole piece of leather. And that was saying even a small amount, but it doesn't mean literally a minute amount. It means a small measurement that is explained in Perek HaMaitzi. Tzeis says the master begins with the Gemara Tarat Tachi. Explain like this. You think that you only have to read the whole pasuk. Tzeis explained that this is unique to something that you're making a new thing. In other words, the Gemara explained, so how do we understand Reb Shimon? We learn out that from the whole thing, it doesn't have to be the whole thing, but it has to be a whole thing in its own right, which is that you don't have to write the whole pasuk, but you do have to write the whole word. And only then are you going to be chayv. Tzeis is bothered. Maybe you're going to say, umayishna ariga. Why is this regarding the writing the whole pasuk, or regarding weaving? All these different cases, Reb Shimon says that you can be chayiv even if you don't finish what you intended to do. Why is that different, mahani dahacha, from those which you mentioned over here regarding drilling a hole, or tanning, or making a graven image, that loy mechayiv, Reb Shimon, that you're talking this cooler, Reb Shimon says he's not going to be chayiv until you fix the whole thing. What's the difference? So it's a svar. What you could say is the ba'arik shayis the ba chadash shayin the ba'olam. When you're weaving something which was never here in the world before, you're making a new entity. Mechayev shabbat b'shnei batim. Yeah, you can be liable for even making just going through two heddle rings because you're making a new thing. Abul ibud, but tanning shayin ela tikkun or ba'amul. You're not making anything new. All you do is really making just the piece of the skin a little bit better, making it into a piece of leather. So to b'chein gur scraping b'tzatzur and giving an image. Where you're not making any new thing, you're just making a pre-existing thing better. That's what Bar Yerushim and Shesek and Skuli Yerushim does not consider significant until you go ahead and fix the whole thing. Phoenix says, Damascus, the test begins towards the Gemara, test and pay them. The Bryce has said that Asta can't mix up a test and a pay. So Tase explains, it's only comparing things that are similar. So it says, Mekam Nil Rabbein Tam, from here, it seems to Rabbein Tam, Shetzarch Locha Vresha Tesla Teicha, that when you're writing a test in the Sefer Torah, you have to go ahead and have the head of the test bent inside of it, Yodome came pay. And then it's similar to a pay, because actually in a test actually has a pay and a zayin. The left side is like a zayin, and the right side is obviously, this is the Rabbein Tam is inferring, like a pay, which has the head stuck in, so a test could be confused, and that's where you see from here that the test has to have its head stuck in. Kshin like says, Matzah begins the words of Gemara, Bashvi. The seventh day is Sukkot, Kemishpatim Gersinan, that's the Gersa, that we see the last mem over there, which the Gemara is proving that you see that a mem sofit and a mem sucha can be interchangeable, that because we see that the first day has the first letter mem of mayim, which spells out in this days of sukkahs, the first one is with a mem. Now, the last mem is on the seventh day. Says Taisus, that's the girsa, that on the seventh day is the last mem. And that's when the nefsach mayim is up until the seventh day. Kedemucha perikam at the times, like it's obvious from the first perikam times, that bezim abez, that the Gemara says over there that Nisach HaMayim is not on the eighth day, because the last mem of the last libations of the water is alluded to on the seventh day of Sukkot. B'chein in the Masoreis HaGedolah, so too is in the Masoreis HaGedolah. With the like Rashi, the Gros B'Shemini, not like Rashi, who his Gersa is, that it actually is on the eighth day, B'Seir Pek Lulav Arava, and so the Mem Zayin Manav, here Taisus says that, which the Gersa Taisus had of Rashi, was that it was on the eighth day. No, he would see that it doesn't go on the eighth day, it's only on the seventh day, and therefore the girsa is Bashvi Kimishpatim, but the last mem is on the seventh day of Sukkot, because it's not alluded to on the eighth day, because it's not done on the eighth day of Sukkot.